we're up to. Okay. Good?
Yeah.
So remember there are two stages. One was the issue of Nesinas Mayim, right? Nesinas Mayim, we saw a big machlokas. We had Rebbe, who said Chayev. We had Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who said Potter. What about a Lav Bar Gibel? Rambam, Rashi, the Rif, right? Hope I'm putting the same, even if I don't put the same Rishonim, I'm not contradicting myself, just sometimes I don't list everyone. Rashi, Rambam, Rif. Also Potter, not only that, but, says the Rambam, okay, so when it comes to Nesinas Mayim, we saw Machlokas Rebbe and the and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Right, Rebbe said Chayim, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said Potter. When it comes to Lav Bar Gibel, the Rambam says, ah, that's even more makel for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But Rosh Tosfos the Ravid, we're more machmer in that. In terms of the psak, in terms of the psak for the Nesinas Mayim, Sock. So he said the Mechaber brought down two deos, right? And Masna Allah of Yosef Yehuda, that Nesinas Mayim is Potter, and Potter meaning Motor, at least for the Tzorach HaYom at the very least. But we already saw that the Mishnah Berurah said the Rama meant right. So therefore, for most of us here who are Ashkenazim, right, we said we're machmer like Rebbe. We didn't see that Rama yet, but we'll take the Mishnah Berurah's word for it for now. We're machmer like Rebbe that you can't do Nesinas Mayim, and therefore you just can't make mixtures on Shabbos. However, there is an exception. The exception is Blila Raka that we already saw. The exception is Blila Raka, and Blila Raka is Mutter Afilu, or even according to Rebbe, Ayde Shinoi. Say there, Nisina. Right, if you just put things in the wrong order, that's Mutter even according to Rebbe. And I think we left off, we saw the Machlokes in the Taz, the Eliyahu Rabbah. What if you're not sure what the right order is? And the Mishnah Berurah, since the Raka was only Nisina Rabbanan to start with, right? Exception, Blila Raka. Even without a shinoi, it's only us and Rabbanan, and therefore everyone agrees you can make it with a shinoi. And I think the last thing we discussed, Machlokes Taz and Eliyahu Rabbah, what if you're not sure what the right way is? Then, says the Taz, you're stuck, but the Eliyahu Rabbah says, no, you can be makel if you're not sure by doing the order in the Gemara, which is solid and then liquid. And the Mishnah Berurah said, okay, since Blila Raka is only Rabbanan anyway, you can make like Blila Raba, especially if you do another shinoi in the Gibel. And then, is that the last thing we said?
Yeah.
And then you could be Somech on that. Okay, but there's something else I want. Let's. So that's in terms of the in terms of the Nesinas Mayim. Okay, I didn't put all the details, but some of the basics. Now, how about the actual Debo, the actual mixing? So in terms of the actual Debo, how would you get to a stage of actual Debo? Right? How would you even get to the stage of Debo? So we had two cases. How would you get there? How would you get there? Lefi Rebbe, Rak, and Nasan Mayim, May Erev Shabbos. Right, according to Rebbe, you only get to a Shiloh Gibel if you already put the water into the solid and Erev Shabbos, because you're not allowed to pour the water on Shabbos. However, according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, it's Mutter even. For the word Shabbos, right? It's mutter to put the word even on Shabbos because he says that. one second, mutter. Afilu b'Shabbos, right? So to get to the Shiloh, how it's more to do Gibel, according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, it's very easy to get to that Shiloh. How you do Gibel? You're even allowed to put the water on Shabbos. According to Rebbe, you only get to a Shiloh how you're allowed to do Gibel if you put the water on Friday. Because if you didn't put the water on Friday, then you're stuck. You can never put the water. You never get to a Shiloh of Gibel. Okay, but Lamaisa, how do you do Gibel? Yes?
This is all by Lav Bar Gibel, meaning by Kemachim, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would say that you don't come out of the Shiloh on Shabbos.
No. By Bar Gibel, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you're Patra for Nesinas Mayim on Shabbos. Now, okay, let's chazer for a second. What did Yosef Yehuda say? He said, potter the water in Shabbos. If you remember, we had three opinions, right, when it came to the Kemach, right? The opinion of the Taz that he himself thought of from the most Rishonim was potter mutter, so you could for sure put the water on Shabbos. According to the opinion of Beis Yosef, mutter mitzor hayom, it's not a heter dumber, but it's much more eat for the day. According to the Magid Mishnah, but that's Rambam, said the Magid Mishnah, he said no. Bar Gibol would be potter the osser. La Bar Gibol would be potter umotter, right? That's only according to the Rambam. The La Bar Gibol is more makel, right? That we also had on the board. So in terms of the court, could you mamish pour the water on Shabbos, or is it just potter? Taz says mamish pour the water on Shabbos. Beis Yosef says mamish pour the water on Shabbos for anything you need for today. The Magid Mishnah restricts it. It says you can only pour the water on Shabbos and something that's not Bar Gibol, something that's Bar Gibol, something else to draw banan. But let's, says the, well, Lamaisa says the, we'll see, in the Mishnah Berurah a little later, that, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah a little later, that the, okay, we'll get to exactly what the Saka Lamaisa. Let's try to go to Seder in the Shulchan Aruch now. Ah, okay, again, I'm just getting back to where we were. Where were we? Gibel is mutter. Al Yedei Shinoi. Now you might have noticed, according to the Rambam, I don't remember if we put this on the board, it said of Balpeh, the Rambam takes all the pieces of Gibel that's much Al Yedei Shinoi, which are the Kemach Kali, the Shetisa, and the Morsan, right? All those mutter, right? The Shetisa was mutter by putting it in the wrong order, and the Kemach Kali was mutter by doing a little at a time, and the Morsan was mutter by crisscrossing and pouring it from bowl to bowl. All of those, the Rambam says, we're lav bar gibel and we're only drabbanan. The Rambam seemed to assume that the heter of gibel de shinoi was only for drabbanan, right? So here, the Rambam says rak le lav bar gibel, aval bar gibel aser. Legabel afilo al yedei shinoi. classic bar gibel is like a flower. Right? So the Rambam seemed to restrict. He said, no, all of these cases were only much al yeshinoi because they were drabbanan to start with. Kemach kali's not bar gibel, and shatisa's not bar gibel, and Mortzen's not bar gibel. However, that's not the assumption of the poskim. The assumption of the poskim is that, or at least the Ashkenazim poskim, we'll see. The stam assumption of most poskim is that it's mutter. Of course, this only works. Let's just say the Rambam lav bar gibel is a drabbanan is more mako, right? Then he can say it's only for lav bar gibel that's more mako. According to Rebbe, bar gibel and lav bar gibel are equal. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if he tells in the Ravid, lav bar gibel is more chomer. So the Rov poskim assume, and this is how we assume la halacha. We don't really mechalik that la halacha. Rov poskim assume that it's any gibel is mutter al yidei shinoi. If gibel is an issue daraisa, why is it mutter al yidei shinoi? Because this is one of the cases. Tochen's also daraisa. Grinding peppers daraisa. Yet they were mutter al yidei shinoi. This is one of the cases where they were mutter al yidei shinoi. Dishes daraisa, they were mutter al yidei shinoi. Tochen's daraisa, they were mutter al yidei shinoi. Lisha, they were mutter al yidei shinoi. So this is how we pass it. We pass it. Gibel is mutter al yidei shinoi. Yes.
But just to make sure, when we say derabbanans and deraisas, we mean bar gibbles and lav bar gibbles?
Only according to the Rambam.
So there, meaning for him, any lav bar gibble is a din derabbanan, and okay, another post can, they're all
the bar gibbles equal either just as deraisa or even more deraisa. Now, what are some of the examples? Who remembers some of the examples of shinoi? Right? What are the examples of shinoi? Number one was shesi. Sorry, I meant to say. Shesi ve'erev, umenaro mikli el kli, and we discussed some of the details last time. That was in Shemin Shin Chav Dalet. The second shinoi we saw was in the beginning of Sefer Dalet about the Kamach Kali. Right, this was me'at me'at, and there we saw that the Bir Halacha questioned the shinoi. The Chazon Ish liked the shinoi. He said, no, anything you usually do a lot of, if you do a little, that's a real shinoi. But the Bir Halacha didn't like the shinoi so much, so like the real, like Chazon Ishnik types, like the Orch Shabbos, who's the most Chazon Ishnik of all the modern day Sfarim, really like this Ma'at Ma'at, but most poskim don't like this Hefter Ma'at Ma'at, because the Bir Halacha says, that's not a real shinoi, that's a shinoi gadol, that's going to matter l'chachila malacha, a real malacha. That can't be. It must be the Ma'at Ma'at was only for things which were drabbanan. So here, even though the Chazon Ish said, based on the Prima Gadim, here, let's just make a little... This is something that we would rely on. This is something that would be questionable. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it a few places in the acronym, but Lamais, the modern-day poskim don't love relying on Ma'at Ma'at, because here we saw the Chazon Ish says that it's chashuv shinoi gomor bedavar shedarko lasos harbe. He says, no, it's a real difference. If you usually mix a lot and you mix a little, that's a big, big difference. But the Mishnah Berurah said, in the Bir Halacha rather, it's not a shinoi gomor. And he said it must be only a heter for Kemach Kali, right? That's what he said. The Magen Avraham said not for Kemach Mamish. Mutter rak bet Kemach Kali uchidome. Things like Kemach Kali. So maybe Kemach Kali is different because, if you recall, it's according to the Rambam's lav bar gibel, or if you don't hold like the Rambam, that's a cool lot, because it's already cooked, and it's just tikkun ochel bi'alma. Then we saw, at the end of Simon Yudalid, we saw another kula. Now again, in the Rambam, this kula is only for shatisa, which is, you know, very, very different from regular flour, but we don't think of it that way. The third kula is a blila raka, where you change the order. Right? Blila raka. Al yidei shinoi seder nesina. Why am I putting it on this list? Because if you read the Mechaber, the Mechaber says, If you want to do even a lot of shatisa, not just a little, you can do it. But make it a blila raka. Since the blila raka, just change the order. He doesn't say change the order and then you have to mix it funny. He just says change the order. So it sounds like the pshat and the machaber. And most Rishonim, Shinoi, Seder, Nesina, the Blila Raka. Raka, Matir, Gam, the Gibol. Meaning you don't need to do another Shinoi in how you mix it. He didn't say do another Shinoi in how you mix it. He just says, that's enough for Shino. You don't need a Shino all over the place. Okay, we'll have to leave space for the Rama. What other Shinoyim? I think that's all we've seen. Okay, so now we are, yeah?
Could you explain the deer from the bird hat, the Shabbat?
The Machaber just says, what do you have to do to make Shatisa? You make it Blila Raka and you change the order of Nesina. He doesn't say you also have to mix it weird. Why? Because apparently, changing the order of Nesina to Blila Raka is good enough to also match to the mixing. Even though, like, that's a change in the Nesina's Mayim, but it's also good enough to match to the mixing. Okay, now we're ready to continue on to, I hope I discussed everything I had to discuss in Sif Yudalit, into Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. Agav, I would just point out, that in the Magen Avraham here at the end of Sif Yudalid, and in the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Yudalid, get into a tangent, which is Meraglayim, urinating on things that might become needed, meaning normally people urinate on the ground. So, the stopgage, remember we had urinating on the plants, as mutter, etc. You know, it just gets absorbed into the ground. It doesn't make any kind of mixture. It just goes into the ground. It makes the ground wet. But it doesn't create any new cheftza. However, let's say there's sand or there's a sandbox. Let's say this would be not very good for your future building. On Sunday, there's a pile of, like, powdered cement powder, etc. You know, there's some sort of powder where you go to the bathroom into that powder, and it starts to come together and make a mixture. So that would be Lisha. Now, you're not actually being megabalit. You're not mixing it. You're just being no Seinus Hamayim. But still, since we're Machra like Rebbe, we Ashkenazim are Machra like Rebbe, so even that should be usher. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Israeli Magen Avram, but I'll read it from the Mishnah Berurah at the end of the Zayin, Kasa Magen Avram. Asher lahashen al tit mishum gibol. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom to urinate onto cement, meaning the powder of cement, because That would be kneading. And what he means is, it's not gibel, it's the sinas mayim. But still the sinas mayim is also usher. He says the same thing be for loose dirt and for sand, etc. And he's not talking about hard ground. Hard ground, that's not considered kneading. That's just absorbing into the ground. But if you actually have loose dirt or sandbox or any other type of loose powder and you urinate into it, it's going to start to make a paste. So he says that's a problem. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a psik reish b'lo nichle. Right now, is it a psik reish b'lo nichle or not? That might depend on the circumstances. Certainly, if it doesn't belong to you, it's a psik reish b'lo nichle. Or if it belongs to you, but it's going to be bad now, it's going to be worse off. That's psik reish b'lo nichle. So most of these cases are psik reish b'lo nichle. Could have a rare case where it's nichle. I know it's like your cement and like you need to use it soon after Shabbos, etc. But that's the rare case. And he says, for sure, if it doesn't belong to the psik reish b'lo nichle, I think nowadays, most of the time, it's a psik reish b'lo nichle. You don't want, if you have loose dirt, you want to keep it loose. You don't want it to be made into a paste with the miraglayim. So if it's a case of psik reish b'lo nichle, he says, and it's a psik reish b'lo nichle, that's maybe not an issue d'oraisa. Because after all, most Rishonim hold like Rav Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, most Rishonim held like Rav Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. It's only a minority Rishonim. It's only a chumra of the Ashkenazim to hold like Rebbe. And therefore, he says, we can consider it in this case of psik reish b'lo nichle v'nisa d'rabbanan. And if psik reish b'lo nichle v'nisa d'rabbanan b'sha'as sadchak, we are mekel, so halacha l'maisa. Ideally, we're not making on psik reish b'lo nichle. We know we're machmir on psik reish b'lo nichle. And it's even a psikrachal nikhle, you could be choshit, it's a psikrachal nikhle doraisa. According to Rebbe, mixing powder and liquid is a doraisa. So certainly avoid it, but if you're stuck, rely on Yosef Yehuda, that putting the water is mutter, or at worst, a drabanan. And even if it's also drabanan, it is a psikrachal nikhle on an isidrabanan, and a psikrachal nikhle on an isidrabanan, when we're stuck, we're makel. So Allah might say, if you're stuck and that's the only place you have to go to the bathroom, you can. But if you're not stuck, then it is usr. Okay, tesvav. That was a side point, based more on psikrachal nikhle principles and only a little on our principles. Tesvav. Chardel shalosho me'erev Shabbos. If you needed mustard on Friday, lemachal yachal arvo hein b'yad hein b'kli. The next day you're allowed to mix it, whether by hand or with a kli, v'nosan tov v'dvash, and you can even mix it with honey, v'lo yitrof l'arvo b'koach. But you're not allowed to beat it very powerfully. Like, you know, there's some things you want to mix them, you have to beat them very powerfully. El ma'arv ma'at ma'at. Ma'at ma'at, the Mishnah Berurah says here, it doesn't mean a little at a time, because then it wouldn't be a... The sentence would not read well. It means, ma'arv ma'at means you do it softly, gently, you know, not, meaning it's not the ma'at ma'at of yodala. That means a small quantity at a time. Just take a cupful at a time instead of a potful at a time. Here, ma'at ma'at means you beat it little by little, like instead of going, you gently stir it, and that is considered a shinoi. So what do we see from here? Again, we're talking here about the gibel. We'll see, the Mishnah Berurah points out, both in Yodalad and Tesvav and Tezayin, whether or not you're allowed to put the water, like, is this, whether or not you're allowed to put the water in on Shabbos or not, that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yerushalayim Yehuda. Now let's just discuss the mixing. So we see from here that, the mixing is Mutar Al Yedei Shinoi. What's the Shinoi? The shinoi is, you don't use koach. Now, obviously, this shinoi would only work in things you're supposed to mix with koach, right? There are many things you're supposed to mix with koach. If you're supposed to mix it hard, and instead you mix it soft, that is considered a shinoi. That's what we learn from Se'if Tesvav. So here we have a shinoi of, right? Eino toreif bekoach. This shinoi also, if you just think about it logically, it doesn't seem like such a strong shinoi. After all, you do something soft instead of hard, you know, that's a little like little by little. That's a bit of a questionable shinoi. The Bir Halacha has the same problem here he had above. Says the Bir Halacha, I don't really love this shinoi of not mixing the koach. It doesn't seem to be like that's a big enough shinoi, you matter of alacha d'oraisa, gibel is d'oraisa, and all of a sudden you're going to be matter this, and here it's talking about lila abba d'oraisa, alvi, such a weak shinoi. So he questions it. He says, well, in the Rambam it sounds like this is not a real lisha. He says maybe it's not a bar gibel, or maybe it's talking about a case where you're not really mixing things, you're just thinning out a mixture. We'll see that thinning out a mixture is not considered real lisha. So he says he's not so convinced that this is really a good shinoi. It just doesn't seem to be a strong enough shinoi. He thinks in the Rambam it's not a good shinoi. Although, he's not ready to argue on it yet. I mean, in this Shabri, he doesn't argue on it yet. He just questioned the Bir Halacha. We'll see who argues on it soon in Sifte Hazayin.
So does the Chazon Ish Hillel Shitas not think that it's a good shinoi?
Because
in the last one, he liked Matt Matt.
I don't remember. Okay. Let's go to Tezayin, then we'll see more about this. Shechlayim, which is, I think it's Kress, not that I know what that is. Anyone know what that is? Okay, whatever, it's a thing. It's a food. Shedachad me'erev Shabbos, if you already squished them on Erev Shabbos, lomachar nosin yayin l'chomis lo yisro, if you can put in wine and vinegar on Shabbos, and you shouldn't, tori, if you shouldn't, meaning eat it hard, elma'ari, but you should mix it soft. Shum shedach me'erev Shabbos, likewise, garlic that you already crushed in Erev Shabbos, lomachar nosin pull a grease in, Then next, on Shabbos, you can mix it with various types of beans. Meaning, you can mix all these various things on Shabbos. However, you can't mix them hard. You can only mix them soft. And says the Ramah, V'yeshomrim shlo yerav bekaf ela biyad. See here, it goes to the Or Zeruah, it's Mordechai. Yeshomrim, that you can't use a kli, you have to use your... You have to use your hand for a shinoi. I mean, that's clearly a bigger shinoi. That's a bigger shinoi. says the Rama. Okay, in what circumstances exactly does he say to use that bigger shinoi? Is a big machlokas, which I'm not totally getting into, which is dealt with by all the farshimir, especially the first year. Alach and tezayin, but ain't no tarif b'koach. Here it's somewhat questionable. Why is it questionable? At least again, according to Ashkenazim. Sarach Ion, number one, the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha questions it, right? Mefaktik. The Bir Halacha is Mefaktik in Sif Tesvav. And number two, in Sif Tezayin, the Ramah is not just Mefakbik, he quotes Yish Omrim, that it's not good enough. And the Chorin, this Yish Omrim is going on both Sif Tezvav and Tezayin. Like, I don't think there's a difference between the Chardol and the Shechlayim and the Shum. He says, no, it's not enough to just do it softly. Says the Ramah in Sif Tezayin that he basically rejects it. He says, no, you need to do another Shinim. You need to use your hand instead of instead of a kli, and only that. Now, when you use your hand, you probably can't do it too hard. Only that's a real, only that's a real shinoi. Just not doing it hard does not count as a shinoi. Maybe you can even stick that after the Gemara means by in a Torah felama arev. You don't use the regular kli. You just use your hands, and that is already the Gemara says earlier. That's derech machal chamorim in shin chavdalik by animal food. That's definitely not a shinoi, because that's the normal way to do animal food. But in human food, certainly if it's the kind of food which no one ever mixes with their hands, like many things, and certainly a lot of foods they don't even mix as well with your hands. Meaning you can't get a good mixing without a good kli. You take, for example, you want to make tchina out of pure tchina sauce and water. You use your hands, I guarantee you will never ever make anything out of it. Just not going to happen. You want to beat eggs, and that's not relevant to Alicia, it's just an example. You'll never get anything out of them using your hands. A lot of things just won't mix well if you use your hands. And it's clearly an inferior kind of mixing. So he says you have to use your hands. In what circumstances does he reject this? This is a big deal in the Achronim here, in the Magen Avraham, in the Mishnah Berurah. Says, the Magen Avraham in Chaf, in the Mishnah Berurah says, in Samach Beis, Koyal Sif Tesvav, meaning, Gamal Sif Tesvav. Again, this Ramah's Chumrah is not only for Shechlayim and Shum. It just happens to be split in the Machaber randomly. It's on Shechlayim, Shum, and Chardol. V'dav v'shenot ha-mashke v'shavz, v'lash v'nash v'er v'shavz, mordlar v'kach v'ad ma'at af l'deo zo. He says, this Chumrah really depends on when you... when you put the water. This Chumrah really depends on... when you mix the liquid and the solid, and he said, really, he rejects. What does he mean by this? Explain the acronym. He restricts, right? Yesh lismoch al shinoi zeh rak em nasan hamayim may erev Shabbos. Meaning, even if under Yosef Yehudu, Matar's putting the water on Shabbos, you can't put the water on Shabbos and use this very inferior kind of shinoi. This shinoi is really only if you put the water on erev Shabbos. Which means that in most of our cases, like, we're not dealing with things where you already put the water in Erev Shabbos, so therefore it's a very questionable shinoi, and therefore, Lamaisa, if you look at the modern day firm, they try to give you advice as to how to make things on Shabbos, they're not so big on this shinoi, because the Bihalachan questions it with Amrei, and the Ramah says pretty clearly that he doesn't hold for it, Maybe it depends if you put the water in Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, but Lamaisa, it's not an across the board heter.
When the Ramad cites the Yeshua without saying Bechein Nogin or Bechein
Alachon, the assumption is that he holds like it. Yeah, that's the assumption. He's not just Stam giving you information. However, here we learn a new heter, right? The new heter is Biyad. The Ramal thinks that's a much better shinoi than not using koach, the shinoi yad. And likewise, at the end of the test, when you repeat it again, ma'arvo be'etzbo, you use your finger. Right? So, this is, your Shabbos doesn't like it so much, but we'll stick to Shinoi Shabbos Kulchasa. Right? If you use be'etzba and not in the kli, right, so the Ramah says, that's an example of a really strong shinoi. That's really an oisgahalten shinoi. That's a real proper shinoi, says the Ramah. And we would really consider this a proper shinoi. According to the Elio Rabbah, the Mishnah Brewer in Sifkat and Samach Gimel says, El biyad o sheina neya hakli atzmo. It's not something Elio Rabbah invented. He just quoted from a lot of Rishonim. Right, so here's the, again, this is not in the Ramah. It's in the Mishnah Berurah Samach Gimel, quoting the Elio Rabbah, but it's coming from all the Rishonim. Right, minaneya hakli atzmo, meaning you don't mix it at all; you just shake the kli. Just shaking the kli is usually it's a very mishunadik way of doing lisha. We almost never, I don't think anyone normally does lisha by shaking the kli. Now, don't be confused. Sometimes when you make a powdered drink Kool Aid, you might put the powder in and shake the kli, but that's not lisha. Right? It doesn't count as lisha if you totally dissolve the powder and there's no paste at all. But when you're actually making a paste, that's going to need more serious. Usually, making a paste needs more serious mixing than just making Kool-Aid.
Ice cream.
What?
Ice cream.
Ice cream?
That's Nolan.
What do you mean by ice cream?
You take that. Don't you make ice cream like that? Using
Shake it.
You don't make ice cream by shaking, you make butter by shaking, I thought.
No, you put the milk in the bag and then the ice in the bigger bag around it, and the salt, and you shake it, and it makes
oh,
ice
really?
Cream.
Oh, really? And that's how you make ice cream? Oh, I never knew that. And that's mamash a good lisha, right? Meaning it really works, because of the special properties of the ice and the salt, etc. So lamaisa, what I would say is, can you crack open the window just a little so it won't be siphoning in here? In that case, it would be usher, because that's not a shinoi. But I think that's because it has special chemical properties. In most things, for example, if I wanted to make dough, like actually bread dough, and I put flour and water and I shook the kli, it wouldn't work very well. If I wanted to make a lot of things, really, really wouldn't work very well by shaking the kli. But again, if it's something that wouldn't work so well by shaking the kli, that's not a normal thing to do, then I think we'd rely on that as a shinoi. The Shira Shabbos will cost a life for shinoi.
If shaking the kli is not as effective, and if I make
tchina
out of that Tupperware, and put
do you shake the kli? Does it work? That's a normal way to do it. If it's a normal way to do it, you can't really rely on it as a shiur.
Even if no one else does it, though.
I don't know. If you do it that way during the week, I wouldn't rely on it. Right? Lamaisa just says, what are good shinois? Use your finger, or shake the kli, or do shesi ve'iriv. Right? That's the ones that are more, again, we'll come back to this one. That's the ones that are more reliable. So let me finish some of the halacha, then we'll do like just all the things in our regular kitchen. Right? First, let's finish some Shulchan Aruch. Let's read some more Shulchan Aruch. Reading some more Shulchan Aruch. sorry. V'yesh Omrim, here's the Yesh Omrim, the Sefer Truma, right? Here's where we see, both in Shin Chav Dal and Shin Chav Aleph, we have the Yesh Omrim, right? This is, right? The first day is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the second day is Rebbe. Yesh Omrim, everything we've said until now is, D'ha'ad Nishar La'arid Mashke B'chardal, Davke Shinasno Mashke Mibo, Davke Shinasno Mibo Diom. When do we have all these Heterim to do the Gibel Ayudei Shinoi? Again, according to Yosef Yehuda, we had all these heterim to the Gibel Ayudei Shinoi. Even if you want to mix it on Shabbos, you're allowed to mix the water and do the Gibel Ayudei Shinoi. But Yesh Omrim to say for a Truma is that, no. The only time we have these heterim is if you already mix the water from Erev Shabbos. But you can never mix the water and the liquid and the solid on Shabbos. Meaning, you can never add the liquid to the solid on Shabbos. All the heterim of Gibel Vishino, you're only if you already added the liquid to the solid before Shabbos. But you can never add the liquid to the solid on Shabbos. That's Yesh Omer. De Kol, sorry, Yesh Omer De. You can never add the liquid to the crushed up salad because that would be lisha, because we're machmer like Rebbe. Okay, how do Ashkenazim hold? Agav, there's a whole discussion here. How much liquid do you need to put in before? How much liquid do you need to put in before Shabbos? So, says the Achronim, summarizing the Mishnah Brura here, which Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan, Samachay, Ma'ati ben lo chashiv, a few drops, let's say I put in a few drops of, let's say I want to make a mixture on Shabbos, I put in a few drops of liquid before Shabbos, that doesn't count as Nesinas Mayim. But if I put in a little liquid on Shabbos that I can really knead it into a paste, I'm allowed to add more liquid. Sorry, I didn't mean on Shabbos. The Rebbe, only if you're nosing Miami Erev Shabbos. How much do you need to put in the Erev Shabbos? Not a few drops, meaning it's not like a symbolic thing that if I want to, I'm Ashkenazi, I'm Achmer like Rebbe. So you can't just do a symbolic thing. I want to mix this on Shabbos. So if I want to mix this on Shabbos, I'll put in a few drops before Shabbos. And then I can finish on Shabbos. No. But a little water is enough if it mixes with all the powder, or all the solid, right? Meaning, I don't have to put in all the liquid from Erev Shabbos. I just need to put in enough that I really create a mixture. What's the chiddush here? The Mishnah Berurah says a few places. As long as I created a real mixture before Shabbos, I'm allowed to add more liquid on Shabbos. And then do gibel b'shinoi. Why am I allowed to add more liquid on Shabbos? Like, I can't put a few drops of liquid. Let's say I want to make on Shabbos. What would I want to make on Shabbos that you make through Lisha? We don't do any of these chardoler things. Tchina, right? So, if I just threw a few drops of water onto the tchina, let's say, before Shabbos, that would not be good enough to matter continuing on Shabbos. But if I really mixed it with water, so that it really got mixed with water and became a mixture of sesame, that's what it is, right? And water, before Shabbos, then, just a thick mixture, then I could add more water on Shabbos and turn it into a thin mixture. then I could add more water on Shabbos and turn it into a thin mixture. That's the heter of this Mishnah Berurah. Why? What's the logic? The logic is that it's the combining the two things that's Lisha. If the water and the solid are already combined, and now I'm just diluting it, diluting a mixture is not Lisha. Only creating or thickening a mixture is, because the thickness is considered the attribute of a mixture. The thickness is what's constructive about a mixture. So creating a mixture on Shabbos is also, or thickening a mixture on Shabbos is also, but thinning a mixture on Shabbos is mutter, as long as it's a real mixture, which means not just put a few drops of symbolic water, but actually mix it. Properly, as the Mishnah Berurah says, at the end of Samach Dalet. In Samach Dalet, he says that even if you hold like Rebbe, it's already mixed if you put in the water on Friday. Then you can mix on Shabbos. And you can even add some more mashke b'Shabbos ula arev. However, you still have to do gibel b'shinoi. So, if you want to know Nesinas Mayim, we know according to Yosef Yehuda, we have a pretty good heter for Nesinas Mayim. Yeah, maybe some people are choshesh and istirabun in some cases, but it's a pretty good heter for Nesinas Mayim. If you want to know about Rebbe, there is no Heter Tzivos Mayim. You have to put all the water Friday. But if you put some water Friday, enough to make a real mixture, so that you can really call it all mixed, not just call it symbolic few drops, but call it a mixture, then you can add more water on Shabbos, because adding more water is not usher, only the initial adding water to a solid, adding water to a solid is a problem for Rebbe. If the solid and the liquid are already mixed, you're just adding some more, that is not a problem. Yes?
Tzina comes in a...
Okay, let's leave the Tzina for now. Let's finish the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah. Now this Ramah is a little tricky. Says the Ramah, if you put the solid first and then the liquid, meaning you did a shinoi in the nesina. And you mix it with your finger, you do a shinoi in the gibel. Shari, it's mutter. Tavi shinoi, it's a shinoi. Come up, shatita le'el, like in shatita above. V'chei lahato di shinoi. That's our minute to matro di shinoi. You put shinoi, put the salad in the liquid, and if and chol you put the salad in the liquid, then shinoi put the liquid and then the salad. Okay, says the Ramah, what does it say in the end? You need to do two shinois, a shinoi in the order of Nesina and a shinoi in the gibel. What's the only thing ambiguous about this Ramah, where I keep saying that it's an interpretation of the Ramah? What's ambiguous about this Ramah when he says you need to do two shinois? What's ambiguous? What kind of blila is he talking about? Blila ava or blila raka? Meaning, is he mega? You can do a blila rava with two shinois. Or is he machmir to do a blila raka with two shinois? That is the big machlokes achronim, what this Rama means. Okay, do I have... Oh, I don't want to erase anything on the board. So let me see if I can make myself a little... No. He's not trying to mix it before Shabbos. The Ramah is now not trying to mix it before Shabbos anymore. The Ramah says the Ramah, Mutter lasos hakol b'Shabbos. You can do everything b'Shabbos if al yaday shinoi b'nesina v'gam shinoi b'gibol. Right, that's what Ramah said. The question is just, what kind of blila is he talking about? So, it's not so clear. On the one hand, until now, the chardol, the shechlayim, the shum, mistama, what kind of blila was it? Mistama?
Racha.
No, I would think mistama blila afa.
With all that terim.
I can't prove it.
What?
With all that terim that are flying around, it seems...
The Mechaber didn't say it's a blila raka. Right? Okay, we don't know. Okay, here's a machlokas. The Taz says, now, don't get me wrong, the Taz says but doesn't agree, meaning the Taz ends up passing like everyone else's job in the Ramah. He just thinks the Ramah. Says the Ramah lefi Taz, Mayri, Biblila Ava. And if he's talking about a Biblila Ava, then what does this prove? This proves that the Ramah is not really machmir like Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, you're not allowed to do the whole thing on Shabbos with the shinoi and the order of putting things in Pashup Shah. Right? According to this, in which case, you come out that the Ramah paskin like Rebbe Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, right? That you're allowed to do the Nesinas Mayim on Shabbos. Just with one little chumrah. What's the little chumrah? Until now, we maybe thought that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda was matir, even without a shinoi in the Nesinas Mayim. He has a little chumrah to have a shinoi in the Nesinas Mayim, right? Bitosefes chumrah shel shinoi bin Sinas Hamayim. That's one way of reading the Ramah. He's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. You are allowed to make a blila ava on Shabbos. You're allowed to, you can make thick oatmeal on Shabbos. You can pour the water into the oatmeal on Shabbos. You can mix it on Shabbos. Just, even though Rabbi Yehuda only said to do a shinoi in the mixing, you should also do a shinoi in the order of pouring the water. Okay, where does that come from? It might come from the fact that if you hold like the Magen Mishnah, there's an Issur Rabbanan and a Bar Gibbol, then sometimes there's an Issur Rabbanan. So to get around the Issur Rabbanan, you do a shinoi. However, that's not the way the Mishavura and Rov Achronim read the read the Ramah. Ramah, Lefi, Rova Kronim, including the Shavrura, is Mayri, Biblila Raka, meaning he's not Matar Blila of at all. He's only Matar Blila Raka. And he's adding a Chumra. What Chumra is he adding? That until now he thought in a Blila Raka it was okay to do only a Shinoi in the Nesina. And that was carried you through, and you don't need to do another Shinoi in the Gibel. But, Betosefes Chumra, Shel Shinoi the Gibel. Right? Meaning, which is the Chiddush, is now the Gibel, not the Nesina's mind. He's paskening like, in which case, sorry, my Blila Raka, let me get room to actually write this. In which case, what's he saying is that Hosei Karebi Nisinas Mayim is Usur Legamre Biblila Ava, like Rebbe, and in a Biblila Rako, where there's no machlokas between Rebbe and the Rizur, he's Mosef Achomra Shel Shinoi Begibol. Until now, we thought in the Blila Raka, the Shinoi and the Nesina also counted for the Gibol. But add Ramah, Lefi Achron, Ramah, Lefi Rov Achronim. Nope. Afilu Biblila Raka. Agideshinoi Seder Nesina, Ba'inan Od Shinoi Bigibol. In which case, we have to make an X here. What is Rama saying? Nope, the Shinoi in the order of Nesina, that just lasts as long as the Nesina. But once you're in the Gibel, you need another Shinoi for the Gibel. That's what Rama is saying here. We saw earlier in the Mishnah that was just to cover a weird case where you're not sure what the order, normal order is. Now the Rama is saying across the board it's proper to be Machmir. Across the board you should be Machmir that even if you already did a Shinoi in the Nesina, you should do another Shinoi in the Gibel, such as using your hand or shaking the Kli, if that's not the normal way, or Shesi Ba'irev. Or maybe some of the poskim say you could even use ma'at ma'at or inu torf b'koach, since it's really just a chumra the ramah to require the shinoi. Maybe you could even use an inferior shinoi. So let us. I guess let me just point out one other thing. The Rav Moshe, maybe you'll see some people rely on this. Rav Moshe has a tremendous chiddush in the ones I put here. That just like by tochen using the handle of something to chop is a shinoi, using the handle of a kli is a shinoi, just as good as using your finger. That's a much bigger chiddush in Lisha than in Tochein. In Tochein, mamish, like the shape of the kli depends how well it chops, and the handle doesn't chop like the blade, right? In Lisha, you know, often you do Lisha, you just use any kli, it doesn't matter which, and the handle is really the same as any other kli you might do Lisha with. The handle of a whisk is not as good as a whisk for Lisha. The handle of a spoon is as good as a spoon. The handle of a knife is good as a knife. So says Rav Moshe. The handle of a kli counts as a shinoi. However, all the other Rande poskim do not accept that Rav Moshe. If someone relies on Rav Moshe, okay, they rely on Rav Moshe. L'maisa, there are three shinoyim that are really accepted by the Shmiras Shabbos Kochasa. That is Shesi Ve'erev. And using your finger and shaking the kli, again, only in cases where that's abnormal. If you normally make it that way, then I don't think there's a habit to call that a shinoi. Only in cases where that would be considered weird, like most cases. You know, if I'm making daisa for my kid, that means like baby cereal, right? I think all of these are weird. No one makes baby cereal by putting the powder in the water and shaking the kli. No one makes baby cereal by mixing it with their finger. And no one makes baby cereal by going like this, instead of going like this. Right, those are all weird things. If a guy saw you do it, he would think you were strange. I mean, not more strange than a guy saw many of the things that we do. But But those are strong shinuyim. Now, let us just summarize, and then we'll get to some modern day applications. How do you make things on Shabbos? How can you make things on Shabbos? I really need some more room. Okay, you'll just have to remember what's written on here, because I need some more room to summarize the halacha, so hopefully you have it written down.
So picture?
Well, oh yes, please, of course. Thank you.
Do we, already mentioned that diluting something is considered mekalkel?
No, I wouldn't say it's mekalkel. I would just say that it's not, like adding liquid is not the derech of lisha. Because lisha generally needs to make a thick mixture or a thick mixture.
So when doing the opposite?
So in thinning a mixture, we can more make it. I'll come back to that in a moment. Okay, now let us discuss three types of situations and what we should do. Halacha l'maisa. One, b'lila raka. This comes up a lot in the people of babies, making baby cereals, right? Meaning baby cereals, you make b'lila raka because they can't swallow them if they are b'lila, if they're little babies, right? So that's a classic example of something that we make as a as a b'lila raka. How's it? And here, you don't even necessarily have machlokes or yos rebuta and Rebbe. Number one, you need a shinoy in Seder Nesina. Right? And we said if you're not sure they do it in chol, you're 50-50 with doing the chol, you can make it like a shinoy in the Gemara, which is solid and liquid. And also, that's the chumra of the Ramah. Also, a shinoy in the gibel. So says the Shmini Shabbos Gochasa, you want to make something on Shabbos, right? Now, when it comes to like how good each of the shinoyim are, every sefer has a different approach. I'm going to give a Shmini Shabbos Gochasa, do a b'lila raka. If it's something you can eat as a b'lila raka, like baby cereal, is ideal as a b'lila raka. You make a b'lila raka, do a shinoy in the do a b'lila raka, do a shinoy in the order you put it, and do a shinoy in the gibel. So, for example, if I want to make baby cereal, I never fed my kids much baby cereal, but if I wanted to, I would say nowadays in baby cereal, I'm pretty sure the normal derech and chol in baby cereals put the powder and then the water. I put the water and then the powder. I think that's the what. Hold that thought for a second. I put the water and then the powder. And I put the water and then the powder. And then I would mix it in a strange way, like either Shasti Ve'erev or with my finger. Those are probably the most convenient ways to do a shinoy mixing. Lemaisas, if you're sure you did a shinoy in the Nesina, you're sure you reversed the order of Nesina, like you're sure what the normal way is. You're sure you did a shinoy in Nesina. Then, since it's really a chiddush of the Ramah to also require shinoy in gibel, if you're stuck and you want to do like an inferior shinoy in gibel, like ma'at ma'at, or not using koach, when you normally use koach, you can rely on that also. So like lemaisa, let's say someone for whatever, but usually you're not stuck, you can do a shinoy in gibel. So might as well do it the proper way. Okay, then you have blila avra. Again, lefi the Ramah, normally osur, but we have three heterim. But three cases, or four cases where it's mutter? Okay. Four cases where it's mutter. A, if you mixed it before Shabbos, you can add liquid on Shabbos and mix it b'shinui now. just one second. Yeah, okay, there's some discussion as to when you need a shinoi, when you don't need a shinoi, but in any case, it's not so clear. Some people say you need more of a shinoi, some people say you don't need more of a shinoi, but certainly if you add it, you can add liquid and mix it with shinoi. Okay, because and liquid, that's not a problem of Nisinas Mayim. Not only that, but what if you're not adding liquid? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa in all the other posts about the peanut butter. I don't know if we have this nowadays anymore, but apparently at one time the peanut butter in Israel was lower quality. It wasn't, maybe it didn't have the right emulsifier or whatever it is. Is it an emulsifier that keeps things from separating? I think it might be. Yeah, I think there's something called, like when we make things, like products that have liquid and solid, how do we keep it from separating into the liquid and solid? I think they add a chemical called an emulsifier, I'm not sure. But I guess in the old days they used to have things that emulsifiers. Nowadays you can still mess it up, like if you put mayonnaise in a freezer, it will separate into the solid and liquid, and there's no fixing that. But in the old days, the problem they used to have in Israel was sometimes that peanut butter would separate and some liquid would come up out of the peanut butter. Or sometimes this happens, you know what, in what's it called? This happens in chalva spread sometimes?
Yeah.
Again, I'm not talking about, we're not dealing now with tchina. I'm talking about chalva spread. Chalva spread is well mixed and some of the liquid separates up. Okay, good. Or it happens sometimes in leaven, no? Some of the liquid comes on top. So if liquid comes on top of something, which was already in it all along, right? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, or sometimes the liquid comes on top, good. So if it was mixed before Shabbos and some liquid separated, says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, here you're not even adding liquid, right? The liquid's already there. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, another poskim, you can remix it even without a shinoi. Okay, that's really a parenthesis from here. It's not talking about adding water, but you can remix it even without a shinoi. Meaning, the heter is that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, if you put in enough water to basically mix it before Shabbos, you can add water on Shabbos and mix it with a shinoi. That was the case of the chardol, according to the Machmirim. The chardol, water, mixed with, add water and mix with the shinoi, only if you already add water before Shabbos. But as a side point, if you added all the ingredients before Shabbos and it was all made before Shabbos and then separated out on Shabbos, then you can remix it even without a shinoi because you're not even adding anything, you're just remixing that which was there, and that's not considered a problem of lisha because just thinning out a mixture is not really lisha.
You don't have to, like, definitely mix your kind of shiz before, like...
Right, no, in your fridge. Yeah, it used to be mixed, right. Like, at some point in time.
Right.
Okay, B exception. This is a great exception. There's a whole deal in the postgame going a little... the exception is the kula that we saw in the Mishabur and Simen Shin Chav Dalet. Said the Mishabur and Shin Chav Dalet is that the Shas Hadchak Mutter Leitein Hamayim Agidei Akum. The Shas Hadchak, you can learn Yosef Yehud Agidei Akum. That was the Mishabur and Shin Chav Dalet. Right, if you need to feed your animals and your stock, the Shas Hadchak, you can get a guy to put the water in the morsan, even though it's a plila ava, and be makom. Fine. Here we have a much bigger heter in the Taz Sifkatan. It's a very long Sifkatan, I know. Sifkatan Yud Aleph. No. I meant Sifkatan Yud Beis. That's the long one. Which is also quoted in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Samaches. Says the Taz. One second. Avol ani es daiti nira. Sorry, nimtza. Nimtza says that the shachak l'shul chometz v'erev Shabbos tochach chrein. Someone forgot to mix their vinegar and horseradish on Erev Shabbos. Sir, she asked for Shabbos b'lila raka. She has to. The only way to do it on Shabbos b'lila raka. We Ashkenazim aser b'lila ava. And the nosin chometz chiva har chrein. You have to change the order of the nesina. First, put the chometz, then the chrein. Was the opposite. Look, there shows some chol. Lo yerva koach. Oh, is b'kliyatz manano. So, and you also do a shina in the gibel. Either don't do it hard or just shake the kli. Yomo. I'm going to ask you, it doesn't have to be the one next to you if you're cold. Just if you can open one of the windows somewhere.
Okay.
Hmm?
I'm okay.
Okay, great. Is that window open?
Yes.
Oh, all right, maybe open another one. It's warm in here. Okay, now continues the Taz. V'im kein tzorech iyan afil da'atzer ma'ad ma'atzer ma'ad ma'atzer ma'ad 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 we chop up radishes into very small pieces. In kishurishgar ugerkas, and we mix them with small chopped up pickles, dak dak, shochazer chomet zotocho, and we mix them with vinegar, make them into a mush. They know some shim shinoi, we don't even do a shinoi. The nearer the vekan lo chmir kumo vekrain came, the efshal last of the ver of Shabbos, the iskal kalfamishal stone, al kem lo tzricho shinoi came, the ikras yosu b'shabbos, shakua ikar helsa, the kaim lankar yosu b'yehuda, v'im kein tzorch al kolpon, shlo yarvenu b'koach, o yidea kli, he says, we're makel in those days to make something out of chopped up pickles and radishes with vinegar. They make some sort of mush. Even without a shinoi, though he says preferably you should do it with a shinoi in the gibel and a shinoi in the order of the sina. Why were they makel? It's a blila ava. They were makel because you can't make it before Shabbos. It'll get ruined if you make it before Shabbos. Obviously, nowadays, these are refrigerators. I don't know if there's anything that'll get ruined before Shabbos. But this thing with, you can't make before Shabbos, he says, we're makel to rely, even Ashkenazim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, in some cut and some ches. He says this exact same thing. Says you should be careful, either don't do it hard or shake the kli, and it's also good to be machmer to put the ingredients in the opposite order. And he says in the Sharet Zion Pei Dalet, after Ova, isn't it Ova? Ova machmer yishom, they say the machmer, Ova, we're never makel.
Etc. So here is the next kula, which is how many minutes? Which is b'makom de'efshar lasos me'erev Shabbos mekilim lasos b'liva ava. Okay, he says, proper dushin and nesina, we'll throw that in. Okay, that's a big kula. I just don't know how much this applies nowadays, because,
like, nowadays we have refrigerators, we could probably make anything before Shabbos. Right? So I don't know how much this applies, but in the old days at least, it's funny, even the Shas of Chakra only make it like the Akum. But that's a case where the Jew should have thought to do it on Friday. Then B'shas Adchak, he forgot we're only making like the Akum. But in the case where there is no option of doing it on Friday, then we assume, no, we weren't Machmir B'chiyai Gavna on something that you have to do at the time. Especially if you have to do at the time, maybe it's just like eating. It's like the canter of the egg laid towel to crack peanuts on Shabbos. So we're more Makel. So these are three kulas so far. If you mix it before Shabbos, you can add liquid. Three kulas on the Sinas Mayim Lila Ava. Normally Usher to pour water. One is if you have some, you can add more. Two is shasachak, you can have a guy. And three is if it's efshar, which I don't know if that applies to anything. Is there anything nowadays we can't make on Friday and put in the fridge?
I was just going to say, if someone making a salad, etc., that it requires a dressing.
Okay, but that's not true, because we'll see in a second that salad is not lush anyway because the pieces are too big. It's only lush if you have small pieces and it looks like a mush. That's why he says dak dak. Our salad is not doc doc, remember we said?
And if you're making there are pieces that are a type of salad, but I'm not necessarily referring to as lettuce. I mean, you want to make a salad that's out of just vegetables or salad, like kind of Israeli salad, or even out of like a quinoa or something. When these things are really, really small, is that making that kind of...
Yeah, but hold on a second. You can... and we add dressing to these things that makes it like stick together?
And maybe those salads would probably stuck together already in
Anyway, look, if you really have a case like this, I don't know if I have salad like this at home. Usually salads with tiny little pieces don't have so much dressing. Like, does quinoa salad have dressing?
Yes.
Really?
Does it stick at all?
Quinoa sticks on its own. It sticks to itself.
It's not made to be the
I don't know, maybe. Look, that would be a case if it got ruined by if the dressing would ruin it at Erev Shabbos. Then this would be a case where we'd be mekel and a chnami.
In this case with the chatikos, is that where you cut it Erev Shabbos?
Let's assume so. Right.
Does it matter, for example, if a dressing is made to give flavor and not to connect things? Like, is that a factor? Like,
there is a mando armor like that, but we're not sumich on it. Okay, D. There's this famous heter called egg salad. In Europe, everyone made egg salad on Shabbos. Egg salad. There's this famous heter called egg salad. In Europe, everyone made egg salad on Shabbos, and they made it without a shinoi. That's already a tema. Right? The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. So the one level is the minhag in Europe was mutter without a shinoi. Why? Everyone tried to figure out why it's supposed to make egg salad without a shinoi. Like, egg salad is mamash lisha, right? You take, like, crushed up eggs, you take liquids, and you make it into a paste. So why were they mater egg salad in Europe was a big mystery. Why they were mater egg salad in Europe. So some people said, because you only make a little at a time. The heter of little by little is mater everything. Okay. That's a big chiddush, especially in Racha for Rebbe. Some people said, Mishmur quotes a lot of these, that, oh, eggs are very, very big pieces. Big pieces, not called lisha. Lisha is only when it becomes a mush, but if, like, it's big pieces, like, if you stick together big pieces, that's not called lisha, because each piece looks separate. It's only called lisha if it comes together to a mush, which is a little tricky, because in our egg salad, the yolks certainly get into little pieces, and sometimes we even chop the white into little pieces.
Can you make egg salad before Shabbos?
What?
Can you let egg salad sit?
In the fridge, you can. I don't know about in their days. What? Oh, so hold that thought for a second about tuna. One second, let me just find the egg salad piece. Where did I see the egg salad was? Shmir Shabbos Kaf Ches. Says Shmir Shabbos Kaf Ches. Someone who wants to make egg salad on Shabbos. And we do it without a shinoi. Why is the minute to do it without a shinoi? And he says, again, one svara is because maybe it's only a little. And a little counts as a good enough shinoi. Second svara is because maybe it's big pieces. Third svara is, he says, because maybe it's not called a blila ava, because you're not really trying to stick it together so much. It's only called a blila ava if you want it to stick together. So it's only a blila raka. Okay, that's a little tricky. He's sort of saying it's a blila raka because it's not choshev to you that it stick together. So it's like conceptually a blila raka. And then he says maybe because it's cooked, maybe cooked foods don't have a problem with lisha. That's tikkun ochel b'alma, like by the kali. You probably need to add a lot of these svaras, together. And then there are some people who want to tie in because it's not gedulei karka. Maybe it's only tochem lisha by gedulei karka, which is not how we paskin. And some people say, well, we rely on real three hudiks who couldn't have made it yesterday. So therefore, you only need a shinoi in the gibel, and the shinoi in the gibel is that we don't beat it hard. Which is a little tricky, because you never beat egg salad hard, I don't think. You're not supposed to. Okay, some people want to say that this is Isaac's taina, that it's only lisha if you're trying to get it to stick together. If you're adding ingredients for taste, that's not called lisha. That would be a big kula. Whenever you're adding the ingredients for taste, that's not lisha. Only when you're adding ingredients to make a consistency is lisha. But we don't rely on that. That would not do a lot of things. Not everything, that would not do a lot of things. Whenever you're just trying to get a taste and not to make consistency, that's not lisha. We don't rely on that. Anyway, they came up with a lot of svaras that we, a lot of svaras that we don't rely on. So it was mutter lishinoi, and they come up with many questionable svaras. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, preferable as a compromise to do Shinoi Benesina, and the Shinoi Begibol, and even though for Blila Ava we're not normally makel even with a Shinoi, but since in Europe they were makel even without a Shinoi, so as a compromise we can makel with the Shinoi. That's what Shmuel Shabbos Kolchasa says. Preferable to do it with a Shinoi. So even though he says preferable not to be makel, by the way, the Hasidim I think are still makel to do it without a Shinoi, because that's how they did it in Europe. But the Misnagdim, I think, have picked up a lot of the Sfarim say that Shmuel Shabbos says. The Misnagdim, their mahalach is that it's more preferable to do something which is halachically preferable than to do things the way they did in Europe. And therefore, we say, you know what, if in Europe they did without a Shinoi, we don't have to say Blila Ava Asur Lagamri. That would be too far. That would be totally discounting our ancestors in Europe. But we can at least make up Shara and we'll do it with a Shinoi. However, based on what a lot of Sfarim say, based on a Prima Gadim, nowadays we don't need any kulas at all to matur our egg salad and tuna salad. Because nowadays, what do we mix our egg and tuna salad with? What? Do we use vinegar and other things?
Mayonnaise.
We use mayonnaise. Now, what's interesting about mayonnaise? When you add the mayonnaise onto the tuna or egg salad, what happens? When you just put the mayonnaise on top, what starts happening? Your question?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing happens in the Nesinas Mayim. There is no Nesinas Mayim with mayonnaise. Because it doesn't mix when you put it there. Right? There is no such stage in the Nesinas Mayim. Because when you put the mayonnaise on the tuna or egg salad, it doesn't do anything. Right? So, this is the Prima Gadim. That's in the Orcha Shops and others quote. Right?
Wow.
Poskim. Al Pi Prima Gadim say... With, someone help me spell mayonnaise, I'm always bad at that.
M-A-Y-O-N-A-I-S.
Yeah, it's like this. With mayonnaise, two N's, right?
Right.
With mayonnaise, etc., there is no stage of Nesinas Mayim, only stage of Gibel. Nowadays, if we use mayonnaise, there is no stage of Nesinas Mayim. Because when you put the mayonnaise on top of tuna, nothing happens. That can't count. What do you tell me? Rebbe says you're chayiv for putting mayonnaise on top of tuna, even though nothing happens? That's ridiculous. Obviously, no one can say it's malachim to put mayonnaise on top of tuna, because it doesn't mix at all. It's not like liquids, they seep in. Mayonnaise is so thick, it doesn't seep in. Obviously, there's no isser to put mayonnaise on top of tuna, because they're still completely separate. The only isser is in the gibol. Ah, but the gibol is much of the shinoi, so there's no machlokas Reb and Rosh from Yehuda when it comes to mayonnaise. Because there's no stage in the Nesinas Mayim. The whole machlokas is in the stage in the Nesinas Mayim. But if there is no Nesinas Mayim, we know there's a hector of gibol, so therefore, l'kulei alma, I know there's still some svarim that didn't pick up on the schap. But I'm pretty sure that any svarim that still didn't pick up on the schap is not because they disagreed with it. I think they just didn't pick up on it. I think. Anyway, therefore... L'kulei alma mutter al yedei shinoi begibol. This is what we do. In my house, what we want to make, we never make egg salad on Shabbos. Not for halachic reasons, just my family doesn't like egg salad so much. But we often make tuna on Shabbos, because my family does like tuna. So how do we make tuna on Shabbos? So we put the tuna in a bowl. We put the mayonnaise on top of the tuna, and that's not a chashash, because the nesina doesn't do anything, so it's obviously mutter. That's a svara, and it's also prima gadim. It says the liquid is very thick and doesn't seep in. There's no isser nesinas mayim. And then for the gibol, we do gibol the shinoi. What shinoi do we do for the gibol? We do shesi ve'erev. We do the shesi ve'erev. Okay, it's a little, takes a few seconds longer to mix your tuna with mayonnaise, and it gets mixed a little worse. Compared to the normal way of mixing. But that's okay, that's the point. And that's what we do on Shabbos, and we do the same thing for egg salad, Lu Yitzuyer, that we enjoy eating egg salad.
Just a couple questions. Is mayonnaise considered a liquid?
Compared to tuna, yes. Meaning, I think everyone agrees, yeah, because everyone says, like, dvash is like, I mean, there are different kinds of dvash, so that's not fair, like, different. But people assume that dvash like mayonnaise, dvash is actually more liquid than the mayonnaise, right? Dvash seems better. But anyway, Lamaisa, the Prima Gadim assumes even things like mayonnaise, he didn't have mayonnaise, obviously, even things with the consistency of mayonnaise are still bechlal lush.
Okay, my other question is that this answer doesn't necessarily just seem to serve for us nowadays, but even back then, I'm assuming they made tuna with water and oil, and I don't know if they did, but even when you put the oil on top, nothing happens.
First of all, they didn't make tuna in the old days, only egg salad.
Okay, so how would they make it?
No, as soon as you pour the liquid into the eggs, it starts sticking them together. Really? For sure. Yeah.
So two things. One, so in theory, if one makes their eggs out with not mayonnaise, rather with some of the liquid, that would be... You need a shinu minasinas mine.
Right.
A, and B, so Rebbe could have done also, just to cause could have done it with his hands, with the egg salad,
yes.
And also could have shaken a Tupperware container.
No, that wouldn't work at all. That's not halachic. Like, it wouldn't. Mayonnaise doesn't get mixed with anything if you shake the container. It's a waste of time.
Our tuna comes packaged either in oil or in water or something. So the fact that you're putting mayonnaise in it doesn't mean that there wasn't already something that started in the shinu's mine.
That is a very fascinating point. What about the fact that our tuna is already mixed with something?
That's Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, so it has the status.
Yeah, but I mean, what about the fact that we already put liquid into our tuna on Erev Shabbos?
Right.
That's a good point. Although it wouldn't change the halacha. That's a good point. Although it wouldn't change the halacha l'maisa, because. Lamaisa, you would still be, but you're right, meaning that even if I was adding oil to the tuna, it would be much better than the case of eggs, because it was already mixed with oil. Okay, that's a good point. But Lamaisa would still be the same, meaning I still would want to do a shinoi in the way I mix the tuna, because I'm still adding something new now, so I'd want to do a shinoi the way I mixed it, although, you know, even a low-level shinoi might be good enough. Okay, now I just want to do a few more things and hopefully get to all the halakha Lamaisa cases that we're wondering about. So I want to start with a list of things, Mishnah, Shabbos, Kachas, and Poskim, all based on the Mishnah in different places, you know, by the quote, chapter and verse, of things that are about here. Here's the rack of Lila Abba. Then there are cases that are maybe new cases that might just be not, special hetero. So let's see what might be totally mutter. So, what? Let's see better, guys. What might be totally mutter? So here we have some cases which are controversial, and some cases which are pashut mutter. So one of the things the post can say, this is already in the Mishnah Berurah, and he's quoting from the Taz and even an earlier Makoros. So what cases might be, here we have one, two, three special cases. Aleph, A is big pieces. Big pieces is totally mutter. That's what Mishnah Berurah said. The salad you make with lettuce is big pieces. Basically, if you take big pieces and stick them together, what's the getter? They still look like separate pieces. They don't look like they came together into a mush. That is not a chash of lush. Where is this in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Definitely here someplace. Here it is. You can make potato salad. Right, because it's not really coming together. They don't come together. This is a Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in Dalet. Right? They don't really come together. Big pieces don't really come together, and therefore that's not a problem of lush. and that's really in the Mishnah Berurah. For what do I need Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa? Says the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Uviyarka nikar salatin in the dakdik becholza came shin chokum so dakdak. It's a Mishnah Berurah. We don't need Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, right? Mishnah Berurah samaches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, big pieces, we don't cut a dak dak. Mishnah Berurah samaches, that's not a problem. You don't have to worry about any of these things. It's not called leisha to stick big pieces together. Leisha is only small pieces that like lose their identity and become a mixture. Okay, another issue is what we have in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in, obviously this is all Perikhes, but this is Halacha Gimel. One item. If you're only mixing one item, but you're mixing it with its own moisture,
That's not a chashash of lisha. For example, if you want to mix a banana, mush a banana, we saw that's a machlok because there's a chashash of tochen, and we're a little machmer. But it's not lisha because you're not mixing the banana with something else. If you put milk in the banana, that would be might be a different story. But just the banana is not called lisha. Right? Just the banana is not called lisha because you're not mixing two different things. If it's not two different things, then that's not called lisha. Another heter, which comes from... Yeah?
What about, like, nowadays we have different health category for orange juice and oranges, for example?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, not that you ever do this with an orange.
I was just thinking.
But, yeah, things like mixing a potato, mashing a potato might be tochen, but it's not lush. Mashing a banana might be tochen, but it's not lush. Mashing an avocado, if you just have the avocado, might be tochen, but it's not... but it's not lush. Another heter says the Shmir Shabbos Bilchasa and everyone else is making or dissolving into a liquid. Dissolving a powder into a liquid is mutter. That's not lush. Blila av is a thick batter. Blila is a thick dough. Blila rak is a thin batter. But making Kool-Aid, even though you take powder and water and make Kool-Aid, that's not a blila raka. That's not a blila at all. That's a liquid. Right? So that is not lush at all. If it comes out liquid, that's not lush. Lush is only a thin mixture or a thick mixture. But liquid is not even a thin mixture. That's not lush at all. That's why you're allowed to make, anything you make out of powder, right? You mix coffee, instant coffee and water, and you get coffee. You mix Kool-Aid powder and water, you get Kool-Aid. You mix sugar and water and lemon juice, you get lemonade. Any of these things, even though you're taking a powder and mixing it with a liquid, since there's so much liquid that the powder disappears the gamrei and it stays liquid, that's not lush at all. It's only lush if it turns into a thick paste or a thin paste. But if it turns into a liquid gummer, that's not bechlal lush at all. Says Rav Moshe, even though sometimes, let's say, make hot chocolate, it might like clump a little by accident, like before you stir it. Well, Moshe says that's not a problem. Since you're not intending to clump it, that's a davar she'ein miskaven, and that's not considered lisha. Right, so this is the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. If you want a chapter and verse, Chavtes. Chavtes, putting powder into water, is not a problem. Another thing we said that's not a problem is yeah, okay, here it is, sorry. You know what? Yeah, let's erase this here. Is thinning a mixture. Thinning a mixture which was mixed before Shabbos, right? You're now again thickening a mixture that mixed before Shabbos is a much bigger problem. Thinning a mixture that's thicks before that was thickened before Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah there, and says it's from your Shabbos Kolchasa here. It is mutter. but you should do it certainly if you're adding liquid, right? Oh, I shouldn't have erased that. Okay, that's fine. This is Mishnah Berurah. I think it was Nantes and Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa Zion, and we're adding a little bit of Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa based on. Let's leave Mishnah Berurah. All right. We're adding a little to the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa Zion, thinning a mixture is mutter al yidei shinoi. It's mutter, you have to do a little shinoi, al yidei shinoi begibol kidon shelo yitro bekoach. And even though the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa doesn't say this, we added V'im Hosef Mashke B'Shabbes, right, then it's better Yaseh Shinoi Gomer. That's what Shmini Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said here. The Mishnah Berurah in Nuntes. What he said was, Samach Dalid. Motel Galvi Gamla Hosva Mashka Mashavs La'arev, but don't do it Bekoach, or do it Beyad, according to the Ramah. Okay, we'll leave that in the Mishnah. The, what are other cases where we're Mako? So, just some other cases in the Shmini Shabbos Kol Chasa, he has in Chof Hei.
Where is that Mishnah?
Samach Dalet. Did I write that? Yeah. In Chof Hei, he has. There's another heter. Adding spice to a tamshil. Says that's just tikkun ochel bi'alma, that's not lisha. Just adding spices. That doesn't count as lisha, so therefore you're allowed to add cinnamon and sugar and other things. Again, not to take a paste out of them, but just like spicing your tafshil. And he also says you can add raisins to your oatmeal. Says you can add raisins to your oatmeal because the raisins are big pieces that don't stick together. Okay, that's back in here. Right? Meaning, even though raisins aren't so big, when you put raisins to your oatmeal, they don't look like they're sticking together. They just look like each one is separate. Right? So that's including, right? Does the potato salad have any small pieces in it, or it's all big pieces mostly? It's usually big
onions,
pieces, no?
Onions.
What?
Onions and celery.
Right, so sometimes it gets tricky depending on what you put in it. Okay, so some potato salad, if it only has big pieces, or raisins in oatmeal. Again, I don't know how you get oatmeal in Shabbos, really. But raisins in, adding raisins to a dish, right? Even though the raisins get stuck there, what would you add raisins to that's already mushed from before Shabbos?
Oatmeal.
Can you make oatmeal before Shabbos?
Yeah, vada.
What? Well, oatmeal, first of all, it's a blila ava, so...
No, before Shabbos, I'm
sorry. It's gross if you make it before Shabbos,
though.
Oh, no?
Wait.
Oh, really?
Yeah, heat up oatmeal that's been...
Okay, let's say it was already cooked before Shabbos, right? You cooked the oatmeal before Shabbos, right? So you can reheat it, kadeira, okay.
So we have raisins and applesauce.
Raisins in... Good. In oatmeal or applesauce. Again, lemaisa oatmeal I would not make on Shabbos. Because you have two chashos. Number one, you have the chash of dishol, because it does seem to be kali bishol. Number two, you have a chash of lush. Oatmeal is usually made blila abba. And blila abba, we're basically macaron, unless there's a special reason to be one of the special cases where we're mako. If you want to make blila raka oatmeal, then you still have a bishol issue. But most people don't want to make blila raka oatmeal. It's not tasty. Yeah, no, people don't. So the mice, I wouldn't make oatmeal on Shabbos. Okay, the other case I want to bring is the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Chaf Dalet. Has the case of, that's from the end of our simon. The end of our simon has this Shuvah the Rambam, the last sif here, which is like mixing together all different kinds of cases. And the Rambam says that Shum Bosar Lilo Shabriska, we have Shabbos, you really squished them on Friday, and Mukhasar Mdicha Asaligma Dichasan, right? Meaning if you broke them but didn't squish them, then you're not allowed to squish them on Shabbos. But if you already broke them and squashed them and just didn't pulverize them, motor ligmor Shabbos, you can finish that on Shabbos. Lefikach motor ligmor shchikas arifos be'etz parer. Therefore, you can finish. You can use a spoon, a wooden spoon, to finish crushing these grains on this kind of hot cereal on Shabbos. Bekdei Shabbos achshurinu something al eishi after you take it off the fire. And the Rambam says you can even add water, you can even add liquid, you can even mix up all the tavshil, bring all the pieces together. It sounds like you can be lush a tavshil on Shabbos. Why can you be lush a tavshil on Shabbos? So the Rav Shlomo Zalman explains, based on the Chazon Ish, once something is already cooked and softened, then it's already. Now again, I'm not sure you'd say the tuna fish, because tuna fish isn't really softened so much when it's cooked. but certainly something that would be really softened, with, you know, that was softened significantly. When, so he says, Ochlin shefarnish bashlu minisrakichu, mutalitin le mashla arbahem. Remember, we also discussed at the end of Tochen, right? There's no sort of Tochen here. There's also no sort of lush. He says, there's no sort of lush on tikkun ochel bi'alma if something was, not like kemach kali, that was made back into flour. Something is mamish like a tavshil, a cooked dish.
Well, like that, you know, people which is the, already the soft. Eggplant, the eggplant. People make the eggplant mixtures, they cook the eggplant, and then they... So you buy in the supermarket in Israel next to the hummus, there's the eggplant.
And how do you make it?
So you make it, you cook an eggplant, and then like you take the eggplant, cut it up, and put it in there, and mix it in, like oil and water, and then it's
right,
like,
so I'm not sure if he would go so far, because is that really soft? He says, tikkun ochel ba'alma, if it's really soft. So, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in Chaf Galed Al Pi Mechaber Yotes, which is Rambam. He says that a soft, softened, cooked food, if you have a softened cooked dish, which is already, you know, you already cooked it in water, and you mixed it with water and softened it a lot, then you can continue. And he says, even without a shinoi, because that's not called lisha, that's tikkun ochel b'alma. He says, mutter, because it's just tikkun ochel b'alma, and it's not like the kemach kali. Maybe you could see this tikkun ochel, but really, you roasted the grains, you never softened them, and you ground them back into flour, and it clearly looks like lisha. Over here, if you just have stam, like cholent, you want to mush your cholent, that's not a problem of lisha. Even if you want to add gravy to the cholent to mush it, that's not a problem of lisha, assuming you don't do it in a way that's not a bishul issue. Okay, I don't know how much that comes up in our everyday life, but theoretically, if it would. Now I want to get to some controversial issues. Okay, and then we'll hopefully just have time. Okay. What are controversial issues? One controversial issue is, what about, here, I saw there are those who are mekel. One controversial issue is, what about mixing liquid and a food which is not many pieces. In a classic lush, you take something that's a lot of pieces, like flour, right? Or cement. You know, cement comes as powder. You take a powder and you mix it with water and you make a mush. What if you take something that's already one piece and mix it with water and make a mush? Such as, for example, what about guacamole? You take an avocado that's one piece. I'm not doing egg salad. Egg salad, you chop it up into many pieces, right? That's why it's a really a big shy of lush, right? But there's some things which you never chop up into, even tuna. You really break it up into many pieces when you make tuna salad. But there's some things you never turn into many pieces. Avocado, if you make guacamole out of avocado and other things, the avocado is never many pieces that you then stick together through a liquid. It's one piece the whole time. And that might be the same thing for the tchina. Right? Tchina, what is tchina? If anyone ever makes, Israelis like to make their own tchina. How do they do it? They buy pure sesame paste. It's already a paste of pure sesame. It's not like they take sesame seeds. No, that's for sure, Alicia. No, no. You buy in the store, the sesame seeds are already lush by themselves with no added ingredients, not with water or anything, just in their own juices, sesame, in their own sesame oil that's inside them, and it's made into a thick paste. You mix that paste with water and you make any kind of tchina you like to serve. So there, you're not being medabek different pieces. You're just being ma'ari. So here, this is a very fundamental machlokas. If you say, definition of lisha is dibakatichos, then this should be totally mutter. You're not being medabit, you're not joining pieces. If lisha is defined as joining a powder and making a unit out of, you know, it's like what we all try to do with klal yisrael, right? Take all the yechidim and make them into a big klal, then in guacamole or tchina, you're not doing that. You're taking something that's already one piece and keeping it as one piece. But if the definition of lisha is asiyas taroves, right? Is making a taroves, then it's obviously, I mean taroves like boer, like you jumble things in a, I mean a taroves that it sticks together, right? Asiyas blila, right? Is blila, right? Blila means making a paste. Doesn't matter what you make it out of. Then it should be us. You're taking two ingredients, and Blilas ochel umashke. You're mixing an ochel with a mashke here, right? Guacamole. You take an avocado and you take what do you put in guacamole?
Mayonnaise, salsa,
even lemon juice. And even though, again, some people say lemon juice is just for taste, but lemaxer, we're not making that, and we say you still make. So this is, what's the nafkamina? This is the case of, for example, guacamole and tahina. Now, I can't guarantee you that guacamole and tahina are the same. I'm just theorizing that they're the same. The posts who discuss them are not the same. Lemaisa, it says here in the Shot or Letzion, he doesn't say why exactly, and it could be that the tchina is more makel than the guacamole, because it's already a paste, right? But says the Or Letzion, that I put on here, that's from Tzion Abishal, have another minute, he says, mutter make tchina, right? And says the, what's the name of the weekly halacha, monthly halacha, daily halacha book? Of Daniel Neustadt? Is that his name? Right? Yeah, so he also says guacamole is better than mutter, because you're not in medavik chatichos. Rabbi Ribiat brings down and analyzes this at great length. So, yesh mekilim. Again, I can't guarantee you that the Rabbi Tzion Abishal will be making on the guacamole, because maybe he thinks the tchina is more makel, because it's already made into a paste. But, yesh mekilim. There are those who are makel, and this is the minority view. Minority shita, the majority shita of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and the Orcha Shabbos in most poskim is the majority shita is that this is aser. The majority shita is to aser is that no, it's not even if it's not diva katichos, as long as blilas ochel mashke, that's aser. So if you mix the thick paste of the tchina golmit, the pure tchina with water, that's aser. If you mix the guacamole and the whatever else you put in, that is usser. So, this is the majority shita. And this is how we paskin. We paskin that, even though look, those who are mekel, have what to be somichan. But we pass like the majority shita, that even if you're not mixing a powder, even if you're not being medavik hatichos, you're just being bolel an ochel or mashka, a thicker thing and a thinner thing. You're being bold of them to make a new kind of mixture. That's still, that's still aser, and therefore halacha lemaisa, guacamole on Shabbos is bechlal lisha. Now, if you want to know, can you make guacamole on Shabbos or not? You have to get into the same machlokas we had. You have to get into all the rules of exactly what's it going to turn out. Guacamole probably turns out to be blila or blila raka. What does it become? Ava. Guacamole becomes blila ava. Blila ava is really fundamentally a potential problem. is really fundamentally a problem. So guacamole might be a problem to make on Shabbos. What do most people do at home? They make guacamole on Shabbos or before Shabbos? Can you make it before Shabbos?
Yeah.
Yeah. You put the pit in it or something, it won't turn brown or something?
It's not like making tuna.
Meaning it's not perfectly fine.
I think.
Well, what are the ingredients of guacamole?
Avocados do get better.
I just don't understand how avocados.
So just don't add liquid to the
avocado.
Just don't add liquid.
If you just mush the avocado, that's not like a banana. But when you mix it with something else, that's a blila. That's the difference. The difference is if you just mush the avocado, that's fine. So do it with the handle so that it won't be toking. Just mushing an avocado is fine, but then you mix something else in it.
The avocado is fully mushed then, and then you add a clump of mayonnaise, like you said, whatever.
So if you want to add mayonnaise, you could use the same heter as the tuna, okay. Which is there's no mesinas mayim, and just do a shesi ve'erev. But if you want to use something else, if you want to use salsa, then I mean, there's
salsa
different.
Salsa is a blila avocado.
Okay, great, good. So we will the maisa. I think that's going to be a problem if you're mixing it with other things, like with actual liquids, and many salsas have a lot of liquid in them. Then it would really be a problem, and tchina would also be a problem. The only heter of tchina would be if you made it a blila raka and you reversed the order and you preferably also did a shinoi in the gibo, I did the experiments and it doesn't work. Meaning, if you're clever enough to make your trina as a blila raka and with all the chumras, etc., and you can get it to work, then you can have a heter on Shabbos. Apparently what Yashiv says, much of you do all the shinois to make blila raka, but don't, it's not worth trying. It's not going to work. Make your tefillah before Shabbos. It's just—it's really hard to make tefillah with a shinoi. It's the kind of thing that has to be done right. And the right way to do it is, first of all, to make it start ava, and then water it down, and that's already a problem because you're starting ava. And the right way to do it is to mix it without a shinoi, and the right way to do it is to put it in the right order. It's practically almost impossible to make tefillah in a mutter way on Shabbos. Therefore, you should make your tefillah before Shabbos guacamole. So you have to look at exactly what you're mixing with it, but in many cases, you're making a blila ava, and that could be a problem unless you say it's not going to be good if you make it before Shabbos. But, you know, depending on what you're mixing it with, if you mix it with enough things, it might be. So lamaisa, these things are controversial. Okay, we have one or two more details that we have to discuss, which we'll have to leave for next time. But I think I finished discussing almost everything on the Makoros. And I know there are, like, some things that you make them in different ways that I didn't discuss yet. I apologize. That we'll come back to next time. And we'll start with the Makoros on what's after Lush, Bishul.
Wow.
Okay, Bishul's going to be a big moment. So I will, Lina, or I'll print out the Makoros for Bishul. And then